Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sherman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Fred Sherman. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Luis Melendez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Doug Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to third. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biedner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melendez moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is walked intentionally. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Carter reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights takes first base on ball four. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wrights moves to second. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melendez hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biotner moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from foot and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherman hits a fly ball into center field. Melendez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manghul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melendez hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Tyson applying the tag. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals won, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 1, Cardinals, 1. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherman hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from foot and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Luis Melendez. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biotner who is chasing the ball. Fairley reaches third base with a triple. Brock scores. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Bake McBride pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Don DeMola now pitching. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis now playing right field. Ron Fairley now playing left field. Bake McBride now playing center field. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manghul hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Manghul steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foley is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Expos, 3, Cardinals, 3. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott pinch runs for Barry Foote. Mike Garman now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a line drive into right field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Scott scores. Carter moves to third. Mackinnon moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish is walked intentionally. Don DeMola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing right field. Gary Carter now catching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 3 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Manghul is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Mike Garman. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 4 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mäkinen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.